Welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I'm Stephen Strang. Thank you for listening and now watching. On YouTube, you can check us out as the Strang Report, and we're going to be doing more videos like this. And today, I'm going to show a video. It's me speaking at the Reawaken America Tour in Portland just a few days ago. This was the fifth time I've had the privilege to speak, and I talked about my new book, God and Cancel Culture, and about how important it is to stand up to the cancel culture. I'll tell you, it was quite an experience. When I got there, the lines to get in were so long, I had to park my car and walk. And then I found out that the Target store right next door to the stadium where the event was being held in a big tent on the parking lot, it actually closed. They were afraid of violence from these right-wing people. Actually, there were patriots. There was no violence. Everybody was friendly. Everyone was happy. And there was a lot of security. Thank God nothing happened. A few people did protest peacefully. And of course, that's their right. But I was privileged to be there and to be able to talk about cancel culture and talk about what God is saying through Jonathan Cahn, the author of the bestseller Harbinger. And I was able to give a little sneak preview about his new documentary called Harbinger of Things to Come. It's a Fathom event at 800 theaters around the country on May 12th. That's a Thursday night, one day only. You don't want to miss it. You'll see a little video about it. You'll hear me talk about it again. But I just wanted to encourage you. And then at the end of the podcast, I'll be back to celebrate something special and also to ask for your help. So now here is my 15-minute speech at Reawaken America in Portland, Oregon.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Boy, it's great to be here. This is the fifth time I've had the privilege of speaking at a Reawaken America tour. I think that what Clay and his team are doing is very important, and I believe that we're starting to see some things happen, even if it's to make the left so nervous. I just have a question. Why is Target closed on April Fool's Day? You know, I flew up here from Florida. I got here in plenty of time. I ended up parking my car and walking, or I'd still be out there in that line of traffic to get in here. I've never seen anything like this. Well, I'm honored to talk about a very important topic, and that is cancel culture. In a way, cancel culture is not new because totalitarian dictators have been using it for centuries, all the way back to the Roman Empire trying to cancel Christianity. And today, of course, in places like North Korea, we could give a lot of examples. But what's happened is those who oppose conservative values and Christian values are trying to silence anyone who doesn't agree with their agenda, in spite of the fact that we have constitutional rights. And it's kind of snuck up on us in the last few years. I think a lot of us weren't that concerned until the president himself was canceled. You know, these things happen. Now, those of you who know me know that I am a charismatic Christian. There are people in the church that try to cancel anyone who believes in the gifts of the Spirit. So in a way, I have sort of understood that phenomenon, but it's getting bad, and we've got to stand up. You know, the first person to really be canceled in a very public way was a singer named Anita Bryant. How many of you are old enough to remember Anita Bryant? You know, she had some number one songs. She was pretty, had a nice personality. The Florida Citrus Commission hired her to represent Florida Citrus, and she sang a little ditty about drinking orange juice and how wonderful it was. And then in the mid-70s, in the city of Miami, There was a move for an ordinance. It had a nice-sounding name like anti-discrimination, but it was really one of the very first laws to give special rights to gay people. And she and a lot of other Floridians saw the danger of it, and there was an organization called Save Our Children. And she headed it up, and Save Our Children won by more than 60%. But they didn't win because the gay community, which was not very well defined, especially politically back then, made her the poster child of anything anti-gay. If you go on Wikipedia, that's how they define her, her whole life. She has a lot of accomplishments. They call her an anti-gay activist. They pied her. They publicly humiliated her. She lost her career. She lost her marriage. They tried to destroy, and this is what is happening. And the thing is that sooner or later, it's going to happen to all of us. They're going to come after all of us, unless we self-censor ourselves. And that's what's happening. People see that Mike Lindell is canceled. And what was his crime to be canceled? He asked questions about election fraud. You know, if there's one instance of election fraud, it should be investigated. My own mother, 92 years old, moved to a new precinct when he moved her to assisted living. So I registered to vote. She'd voted all her life. I took her to her new polling place, and they said she can't vote. And I said, why not? And they looked in their computer, and they said she's already voted. And my mother, who had a little bit of dementia, you know, we said, Mother, did you vote? She couldn't remember. But she didn't she wasn't with it enough to vote, find an envelope, find a stamp, and mail it. She just wasn't. Those people went through that old folks' home, took all those ballots, including my mother's, and didn't expect me to show up. And I couldn't get anyone in Seminole County, Florida, to even be concerned about it because it was one little old lady. But I've seen with my own eyes, and I write about this in God and Cancel Culture, I saw with my own eyes that this can happen to any of us. You know, there's so many examples that I could use about cancel culture, and many of them you might know. I hope you read the book to read all the stories. Some of them are very concerning. Jim Daly of Focus on the Family, a very respected ministry that many of you know, put in their newsletter the fact that Rachel Levine, who is being approved or confirmed by Congress as the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human, what do they call it? Health and Human Services, had been born Richard Levine, had married, fathered two children, and about 15 years ago, he started thinking that maybe he'd rather be a woman. So they were canceled because of that. But here's something funny. It's not in the book because it happened last week. The Babylon Bee gave Rachel Levine the Man of the Year Award. And you know what happened? Twitter canceled that particular tweet. I mean, it is really, you know, we're laughing because it's so laughable. The only good thing is that some of it is so crazy that even the other side is pushing back. They even cancel their own if they don't do the party line well enough. There's a lady named Abigail Schreier, a respected journalist who, by her own admission, is a liberal Democrat and has been all of her life. She wrote a book called Irreversible Damage, subtitle, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. Do you know they tried to cancel her? The ACLU tried to ban the book, and the ACLU will defend any crazy person. I mean, that's kind of what they do. They think there should be discussion about it. And while I'm certainly not on that side, I believe that in America, there are things we should discuss. And when a lot of girls, all of a sudden, it's like a fad, we should talk about it. But she wasn't pure enough in her ideology. In fact, in some ways, they're harder on their own than they are for other people. My concern isn't so much political, but it's religious, because I'm a Christian. And I believe that ultimately, they're trying to cancel Christianity in our culture. And this has always happened with socialists and communists. It's always atheistic And there's many countries where they pretty much have totally canceled any kind of Christianity. North Korea comes to mind. And in other places like Russia, I was there in the 90s, and I saw that there was a little teensy bit of freedom for the church. But they always try to cancel Christianity. So how many of you heard of Rabbi Jonathan Cahn and the book The Harbinger? And you saw the little clip just now. Well, Jonathan Cahn, I believe, is a prophet of God speaking to the culture. He is not particularly political in the sense that he gets behind certain issues. He speaks the word of God. So after Joe Biden was inaugurated, he did a video calling on Joe Biden to follow the ways of God and telling him that in Scripture, God withdraws his hand of blessing on those nations who reject God. He did not discuss Donald Trump. He didn't discuss conservative and liberal. He didn't even bring up election fraud. In the first 24 hours, 1.2 people watched it, and then it was canceled on YouTube. It was a prophetic voice. Now, if you had the private link, you could see it. And now I think it's like maybe 4 million people have seen it, and probably some of you emailed it to people like I did. And it went viral. I do want to say that Jonathan Cahn has a prophetic message in this documentary that we referred to. It comes out May 12th. I hope you'll remember that. It's one day only in 800 theaters. It's a major release for one day only. It's called Harbingers of Things to Come. And he's warning about some of these kinds of things are going to come on America if we don't change. And also announcing his new book, which we're keeping under wraps until after Labor Day. But it's major. And I'm concerned as his publisher that his new book may be canceled because it's not politically correct. You know, there's so many examples that I could give you, and if you came to any of the other Reawaken America, I told different stories at different times. The book is full of stories, including how they tried to cancel churches because of COVID. They used a pandemic to say churches couldn't meet. You know, we have freedom of religion and freedom of assembly, and they said churches couldn't meet. It was particularly bad in California. And some brave pastors who hadn't been particularly political stood up to the state, especially Gavin Newsom, and Cheon, my friend, who pastors a great church in Pasadena. Pasadena went beyond the state and put a $1,000 fine per person, per incident, when people came to church. So in other words, if there were 300 people, it would have been $300,000 each service. Thankfully, people from across America went out there to stand with them. It's impossible. When I wrote the book, we tried to figure up or get Cheon's people to figure out what the fines were. It's impossible to calculate. Thankfully, the Supreme Court overturned it because of the Trump appointees, and they made the state of California and Gavin Newsom refund $1.2 million legal fee. But I'd like to ask the question, why does any American citizen, especially a pastor, have to sue the government and hire a lawyer to get your constitutional rights? People, we need to wake up. And my book is my way to help you understand it, because cancel culture is hard to know what to do. You know, there are stories of people wearing the wrong T-shirt to work and losing their job. How in the world do you prove that? Listen, my own book, I've had some examples of this. My own book, God and Cancel Culture, was not carried by Walmart, and they had carried all my other books on Trump. We couldn't prove it. All they said is, the higher-ups have decided to pass on this book. So what do you do? I make a big deal because they didn't sell my book? I mean, there are more important issues in the world, of course. By the way, I wrote a book called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. We sold tens and tens of thousands of copies. It came out in January before the election. And then in July, August, September, and October, running up to the election, You could not buy it on Amazon. They didn't cancel it, so they could say they didn't cancel it. They just took off the buy button, and they told customers it wasn't available. And we were on the phone. My staff was on the phone. You know, how can we fix this? Nothing. These are examples. So when these things happen, we have to stand together. You know, there's so much more than I could say. Of course, you can read the book and find out about it. But I want to close with a quote from President Donald Trump, if I can find it. It's a speech that he made at CPAC. He said, "With the help of everyone here, we will defeat the radical left, the socialists, the Marxists, the critical race theorists. We will restore free speech and free elections, and we will make America great again." And then he says, "We will secure our borders, and we will stop left-wing cancel culture." So I encourage you to get my book and do your part. We've got to stand up to these bullies. Thank you, and God bless you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for watching. I want to tell you that today, the day I'm recording this, my podcast just passed 15 million downloads. That's the Strang Report, which is the biggest, which is about 12.5 million. But also, I have a podcast called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election about my book, over 1.5 million. And you know, even though I've not posted anything over a year, I still get 200 views a day. You need to check it out on the Charisma Podcast Network. And then my newest podcast, which this will be on too, called God and Cancel Culture. I hope it makes you want to read the book. You can get it on my website called stevestrangbooks.com. And there's a special there. You get an autographed copy. It's half price. You want to do it. And also, encourage others to watch the podcast, to listen to it. Subscribe on the YouTube channel. We just put it up. We need some subscribers. And also, you can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, any of the podcast platforms, as well as the Charisma Podcast Network. Thanks to you, my podcast is growing. So come back again for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.